Welcome to the AIS Training Hall, the scene for tonight's matchup between the AIS versus the Adelaide Fellas. An unfortunate name, Dale Barnes, who joins me in commentary, but great sponsorship for the Adelaide program.
That's right. I think we've been getting razzed a little bit about it, but it probably gets a bit of attention, doesn't it? It's called the Adelaide Fellas, a team of girls. So
best looking fellas I've seen.
There you go.
Best looking group of fellas I've seen for a while. Anyway, tonight the game. It's a big one for the AIS because, conditions for Adelaide coming into this game are certainly not favourable. No Laura of Somerton, a late game last night, and although your girls have travelled back from Townsville, it's still, probably a good night's sleep, settle down. They got to see a bit of the fun and frivolity here at the training hall last night, and hopefully they will have been able to take that away and know a bit more about this team too.
Yes, I was talking to Dean Kingsland before the game about the game up in Townsville, and he sort of thought the girls actually got up to a very good start and then made a couple of mistakes and let them back into the game, but he said he was quite pleased with it and didn't think the score actually reflected the game, so he'd be able to get off to a good start.
Well, Dean Kingsland, your team's nice and fresh, although you might have had to have words with a few of these girls breaking curfew like they did last night.
Breaking curfew? Oh, well, if the game was on time, they wouldn't break curfew. Don't know about fresh either. We played at Townsville on Friday night. We had to be up at 4 in the morning. And there's no daylight saving there, so the game was really 9 o'clock at night. So we got to bed after midnight, and we were up early to come back and travel all day yesterday. So, it's a tough situation to play up there and back here on Sunday.
Sounds like you were happier with the performance in Townsville, though, than your last few down here.
Oh, we played really well for more parts of the game. We forced them to take a few timeouts, and we got off to a good start. Just our inability to be able to sort of contain, hold that through, that momentum through for 40 minutes, probably is a telling factor.
But expected with young girls who are learning the craft still.
Oh, certainly. They're well aware of that. I think we're starting to string better minutes together. When our good minutes come along, we've got to be able to try and hold in a bit tougher there and minimise a few errors, make sure we have a bit more possession of the ball instead of giving it up so easily. If we can start to attribute some of that, I think we'll be in good shape.
Carla Francis coming into the lineup too for her first game from the Crosstack WNBL.
Yeah, we just seem to be getting bigger and bigger. She's only 16 and 6'3 and a half, nearly 6'4, so you know, that's a good sign for us. We've got another couple of girls coming in next year who are again as big as that, so we're going to be big. We're just going to help them, give them a bit of confidence, get on the floor and get it done. So it should be a good acquisition for us.
One thing they have to hide, hopefully you can keep the guards on the floor right from the get-go.
Yeah, well, that's been our problem all season. We've really suffered significantly in that area. Three of our guards have all had pretty severe injuries and so forth. That really has been a bit of an Achilles heel for us. But, it gives other people opportunity, and Michaela Thompson is doing a good job playing multiple roles, and I think overall it'll be good for her development. Longer term, it worked well for her.
All the best tonight.
Thanks very much.
Well, Chris Lucas, new day dawns. We're back in the AIS training hall on your girls' prime for what you're hoping will be an important win in the context of the championship with valuable percentage on offer here today.
Look, the percentage doesn't interest us, so I think just getting the win will be the important thing, and that's what we're focusing on. We're treating the AIS game with as much respect as every other game.
After last night, late start, and with your travel plans, you really can't put it back to say that you have the required amount of rest.
We didn't talk about that. We just dealt with the situation last night, and we're just getting on with it today.
Any injuries coming out of last night that you have to concern yourself with today?
No, nothing at all. Everything's fine.
And first look at Carla Francis in the AIS. Wouldn't have had a chance to scout her in this team, but do you know much about her coming into the program?
We know a lot about Carla. She actually trained in our program in the pre-season, and she's a wonderful athlete, and I'm sure that I think that she'll develop very, very nicely over the next couple of years to develop one of the best big girls in the Australian program.
What do you look at when you come into this game that you can use in the game that you probably can't use when you go up against the Canberra? What is the difference between playing, say, the AIS and the rest of the Crosstack WNBL?
Oh, look, there were some areas of our game last night that we weren't happy with, and we felt we took a backward step in, and we're looking to improve on that today, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
All the best.
Thanks very much.
Starting lineup for the AIS tonight is Bishop, Smith, Esri, Domkins and Schott. For the Adelaide For the Adelaide fellas, it is Screen, Phillips, Woosnam, Willie and Smith. So the opening jump ball here tonight between Bishop, and it's good to see Bishop back in the AIS lineup after being missing last weekend against the Canberra Capitals, and that didn't help the situation last week, losing one tall and a team that's got the two towers.
Yes, she made a good recovery from a sprained ankle.
False start on the play because we're here at the training hall and the clock does look right to go. I don't think the official benches was right to go though, so the girls all having a bit of a laugh about that on the court as we get set. It's Willie that gets the tap, but it goes down to shots and to Esri. Esri brings the ball down the right-hand side. Woosnam watching her, kicks it left side, two shots. Cherie Smith in front of her. Shots drives down the left lane, tries to dump it over to Bishop, but Willie, standing over the baseline, will be in possession of the ball, and it will be an AIS ball from the baseline. Inbound pass from shots to Smith. 3 points, Smith! And a big shot from the right side, Dale.
Well, that's just exactly the type of start they wanted, these girls.
Willie down in the paint on the left-hand side, gets the inside pass, turnaround jump shot is good. Sammy Willie, 2 points for the game. Esri now sets up right side. Smith was trying to give her a screen, but it wasn't there. She tried to go inside to Bishop. Woosnam cuts off the pass. She travels the floor all the way. Layup is good. Woosnam, 2 points, and she will get her first points for the game. And it's 4-3, AIS down by one, as Smith has the ball, top of the point, inside to Bishop, the fadeaway jump shot that Tammy Willie was showing last night, just couldn't run for Bishop that time, and Sir fellas bring it back down. Woosnam at the top of the arc, bounce pass inside to Willie. Willie puts the ball on the floor, kicks it out to Phillips, who she was left alone. 3 points, Phillips, and it's out to a 7-3 lead, as the AIS just need to tighten up indeed.
Yes, they've got to be aware of her and Phillips. They just can't leave her out there on the without defending her really tightly. She's such a nice shooter.
Shots bounce pass down to Smith, baseline right side. Her turnaround jump shot is not successful. Willie taps it over the baseline, and it'll be an AIS ball from the baseline. 8:30 left to go in the first term. And Domkins looking to bring it in to Esri. Esri now goes to Domkins. Domkins trying to work hard on Jennifer Screen, and she has managed to draw the foul. First personal foul, Jennifer Screen, of the fellas. Yeah, and that'll send Domkins to the line.
Yeah, Jenny was just bodying her up there, and it's illegal, we can't do that.
It was a game of rugby last night towards the end. It was very physical. Domkins makes the first and has one shot to come. Woosnam almost false starts, bumping with Bishop. Domkins, 2 points for the game. 7-5 as Phillips drives across the key, goes out the screen. Woosnam, top of the arc, but Bishop gets in the way of the pass to Willie, turns it, and the turnover's affected. Oh, Katie Ray Esri goes after a ball that Jennifer Screen was trying to intercept, and it will be the fellas' ball from the baseline. Willie getting it back into Phillips as the AIS go into the zone. Phillips bounces, knocks down Esri as she kicks it off the screen. Jennifer Screen, 3 points, and it is 10-5 here, fellas having the lead with 7:57. Domkins lobs over the top, looking for Bishop in the paint. Willie's going to be called for a slapping foul as she was just in, trying to spoil that pass.
It's nice pass into Abby Bishop, and Abby just turned, went for the little jumper, and nearly got her on the arm as she was shooting.
First personal foul for Tammy Willie. Molly Lewis comes into the game for Michaela Domkins. Duke comes in for Willie. So Bishop at the line. Ooh, shot was short.
Yeah, hit the front of the rim. She needs to just lift this one over it.
So Dean Kinsman's had a chance to have a chat with Michaela Domkins. Oh, the second shot also left short. Cherie Smith is getting the rebound. It's knocked out of her hands onto Phillips. Phillips down to Duke. Duke works a baseline to Screen. Shots gets a hand on the pass from Woosnam out to Cherie Smith. Back Duke involved again. She wants to get involved here early at her old home ground, as the foul is being called on Molly Lewis. Molly Lewis, first personal foul. Michaela Domkins in for Lewis.
Yes, I think he just wanted a quick word with Michaelis, obviously had that and put it back on the court.
Phillips, oh, also leaving it short. Now, Phillips, no excuse. She played on these rings last night.
No excuse for Abby, who shoots on them every day, I also.
And Phillips makes the next one. Phillips for 3 points for the game. Smith gets the inbound pass from Domkins, now goes left side to shot, back to Katie Ray at the point. Phillips watching her, Smith gets it still outside the perimeter as it goes back left side to Esri. Esri drives the left lane, turnaround jump shot for Esri as she lost the dribble, doesn't fall. Phillips athletic, gets the ball back over the top to Woosnam, who runs right wing, kicks it across to Sheree Smith, hands it on the screen for three. Jennifer Screen, 3 points. And she goes to, I think, 6 points for the game. It's 11-5 here with 7 minutes to go. Katie Ray over the top to Smith, left side to Domkins. Domkins, ball on the floor, fakes, then kicks it over the top. Two shots on the left side. Oh, drives in. Woosnam mugs her, and the foul has been called on Sam Woosnam as Christina Fox looks to come into the game. Timeout has been called by the Coach Kinsman. Timeout called by the AIS. And so first timeout, interesting position to call that timeout when they were going to get the ball back from the foul.
Yes, I think he probably was, just wants to address their defence. They're in this zone, which is a pretty big zone because they've got some big girls out there. They need to get out to the shooters. They've left Jenny Screen under 10 a couple of times, and Jenny's such a good shooter, you just can't let her have all day to look at the ring. She's going to put that in.
Yeah, well, the biggest problem with Adelaide is they all can shoot well from outside. Juki, Marsh can hit him from outside, but not known as well as, say, Screen, Smith, Phillips,
yeah.
And then, of course, Dee Ranford
on the sort of who can bring her on. If someone else is having a cold patch, you can bring her on. That's right. I mean, I think he's probably going to adjust his defences throughout the game. He's thrown his own in right now. He may go back into man-to-man. But he's probably going to struggle to contain the man-to-man. Just the matchups aren't going to work that well. So he's gone having a look at this zone and just seeing how it works.
The Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. Price Attack. Returning to the floor is Fox, Domkins, Smith, Bishop and shots for the AIS. And Phillips, Woosnam, Duke, Screen and Smith for the fellas. As the inbound pass, the turnover, Duke goes straight into it. And Rebecca Duke manages to intercept the pass from Bishop and affects the turnover with a jump ball call. So Phillips will bring the ball back up the right-hand side for the Adelaide fellas here. 6:35, not what Coach Kinsman wanted coming out of a timeout. Phillips over the top into the corner for Screen. Screen, 9 points for the game, and that was a carbon copy of what she did a few moments ago.
Yes, I would have thought they would have addressed that during the timeout. Junior Screen's just left right alone on the baseline, and you have to be aware of that even though you're playing in a zone. You need to be aware of where she is.
Bishop shots and also Fox trying to work it out. Unfortunately, when the pass went inside, Mel Smith just lost her feet and hit the deck, but the pass was on its way already. And the turnover again affected. 17-5, 6 minutes left to go in the first term as Smith kicks right side to Screen. Screen goes into the corner to Phillips, who has time to set. Phillips, 3 points. It goes to a 7 for the game.
Well, the baseline girls, that's where they're getting their shots from. They're just moving the ball around, isolating the girl on the baseline, and our girls just not putting enough pressure on them.
Fox has the ball in hand, puts on the floor. Smith gives her a screen. Duke rolls in. Duke doesn't get close enough. Christina Fox, 3 points. As Duke comes down the other end, jump shot from 15 feet. She banks it in. Duke, 2 points for the game. And
nice to see Christina Fox putting in those shots.
Yeah, Rebecca Duke, she just banked it in like she hadn't left. So time as Fox goes right side to shots, shots back left side to the centre, and Bishop puts the ball on the floor, then kicks it to Domkins, back to Bishop, turnaround jump shot is an air ball, and Cherie Smith comes back and picks up the, well, it's not really a rebound, goes through the hands of Phillips. Woosnam on the baseline is Duke. Duke, 4 points for the game, and the AIS looking to make wholesale changes here with three lined up on the bench. to come in. Shots brings it over the half. It's 24-8. Fox goes right side, calls the girls over. Smith gets it top of the key. Smith goes back to Fox, then cuts down the left lane. Duke watching her. Goes back with Fox, ball on the floor. Cuts right side. Finds Tompkins. They're just a bit of a rabble at the moment, the AIS. 3 seconds left. Fox finds herself open. Shot rims out. Oh, shot rings. Shot rims out. Shot brings it down. Rebecca Schott, 2 points to the game.
Yes, I thought Phillips was failing her too, but she was strong enough to actually reel in that ball.
Jennifer Screen at the other end pulls up on 45 degree angle left side, tries to bomb up a three, and Bishop almost travels over the baseline. She gets the pass down low, has to go back to Tompkins, into Smith. Smith tries to go to shots in the paint. Shots just gets, I thought she got fouled there as she went to put that shot up by Duke and three Smith.
She wasn't at a good angle, but I think she needed to use the backboard.
Phillips now kicks it left side, woos them for three over the back, and oh, Screen almost kept the ball alive. We'll have a wholesale changes here. Frances makes her first visit to the court here for the AIS with Herrick and Lewis, and it will be Smith, Esri and Bishop sitting down.
Yeah, Luella Thompson also came on.
Collinson as well, so there's a wholesale changes there.
Yeah, only left Christina Fox out there. Everybody else, they've substituted 4 players.
Herrick goes to Fox, and that comes across to, well, another three-point attempt rattles off the iron, and Dee Ramford coming into the game. So Ramford now goes left side to Duke. Duke kicks it back to Willie. Willie then right side to Melissa Marsh, who's also come in. Marshall, she almost got mugged there by a former training partner in Francis. Phillips, 3 points.
And a foul.
And fouled on the act of shooting, so thank will you. Be a, well.
What are they called?
I don't know, but it's going to be.
After the shot.
First personal foul to Tomlinson of the AIS.
So the 3 points counted and they get the ball back to the side.
And Phillips will take the inbound pass now. She gets a screen from Willie, pulls up at the top of the key, rattles around, and Tomlinson Athletic at the rebound gets the ball back for the AIS. We have, 3 minutes left to go here in the first term. 27-10, Adelaide lead the AIS. Francis rattles out. Lewis goes to put it back in. Points count for Molly Lewis as the foul will go on the 22 of Dee Ramford.
Yes, nice strong rebound there by Molly Lewis. She grabbed it and she was surrounded by 2 players, but she managed to get it up, put the ball in the hole, and she goes to the line for the bonus. Then she makes it.
Lewis, 3 points for the game as Phillips quickly brings it down to Ramford. Goes back to Duke on the left side of the key, then to Willie at the right elbow. Willie kicks it out to Ramford. Ramford tries to drive past Lewis and has drawn the foul. So, Lewis, second personal foul. And that puts Adelaide up to 14 fouls.
Yes. Yes, Ramford's going to the line now. She's going to shoot 2 shots and she makes... Oh, no. It just looked like it was in. It rolled back out again.
Yeah, it just rattled around for a moment there. So, Ramford looking for the second and it's all net. Dee Ramford, 1 point for the game. Herrick inbounds to Francis. Back to Fox. Fox goes across the half with Lewis. Kicks it now. Lewis tries to beat out Ramford. To Herrick on the right side. Tomlinson working the perimeter. Marsh in her face. Goes across to Herrick now. Herrick looking for Tomlinson. Tomlinson inside to Francis.
Oh.
And just couldn't get the layup to land. But Francis showing some promise inside early.
Yes, it was a nice little understanding between Luella and Kate Francis. They really played well.
Willie, 4 points for the game now as she makes that little jump shot in the paint. Tomlinson, she dropped the dribble there, had to lob over the top of Lewis who runs it down by the corner. Ramford watching her, there's plenty of body, and Lewis throws Ramford away, puts up the shot but didn't fall. That would have been a tech foul.
Yes, I think
on Coach Kinsman.
Yes, I think Coach Kinsman was asking why she wasn't called for a foul. She was all over Molly Lewis, her arms were all over her.
Timeout called by the Adelaide Lightning. So timeout called. The Price Attack WNBL would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin, and Virgin Blue.
So,
Tech foul on the coach.
Yes.
Second one this season here in his home court too, if we're keeping stats on that sort of thing.
I didn't actually hear what he said to the referee. He must have announced his displeasure or asked the question, I think. Why do they not call it? But Adelaide are a very physical team. They do get up into it. Our girls have just got to learn to play with that. It is a physical league. They're playing against women. They're young girls. And that's something that they've got to adjust to. Sometimes it's not easy. You know, Kayla Francis has just come out of under-18s and come into the WNBL, so it's a tough ask, but it is an adjustment period for some of the girls, and they just need to be able to play through it.
Yeah.
Not get caught up with it, not just, as I said, all these girls from Adelaide, most of them have been here and been through this too, so it's just something that you've, it's an adjustment period.
Phillips makes the first of the free throws, moves to 11 points for the game. Not a bad tally here with a minute 54.
In the first quarter, yeah.
Yep. And makes the filler. Phillips makes both of the free throws. Cherie Smith comes in for Phillips. And Adelaide gets the ball back.
Yes, I'll get the ball back from the centre line now, so I've got a chance to theoretically make this a 5-point play.
Ramford now goes right side to Marsh. Marsh drives baseline. Oh, rejected Tomlinson, but Willie will put in for the two.
Yes, nice block by Luella. Other girls actually have got to get in there and make sure that they get those rebounds. Just Fox put the ball, dribbled up the court, closely guarded by Ranford.
Oh.
Goes for a layup, but actually got caught under the basket. Ranford brings the ball up very quickly. Full court. She's driving Smith. Oh, Kayla Francis intercepts that pass. Back to Molly Lewis. Over to Christina Fox, who couldn't control the pass. It was a little bit too far in front of her. And Adelaide will bring the ball in through Dee Ranford.
Willie, in fact, taps the ball over to Ranford as she just takes her time. AIS still gone man-to-man here. Marsh rolls out right side, but it goes to Willie, top of the key, left side, as it hits to Woosnam. Woosnam now to Marsh. Marsh inside to Cherie Smith on the baseline. Oh, I thought I was about to say rejected Tomlinson again. She certainly got plenty of ball, but maybe a piece of arm as well.
I think he may be actually called a push on it. I think her lower arm actually pushed her while her right arm was up blocking the shot, but her left arm actually I think was into her body.
Tomlinson's second personal foul as Smith makes the shot. Minute to go. Second shot's good. Cherie Smith, 2 points for the game.
Well, they're racking up a huge score here in the first quarter. I mean, 36 points at halftime, not too bad, let alone the first quarter.
Yes, Fox goes left side, over to Tomlinson, inside to Herrick. Herrick back out to Tomlinson, who sets for three. Tomlinson, 3 points! All net from Tomlinson there as Marsh bounces it over to Ranford. And Tomlinson, so good outside. And
she is. For such a big girl, she's got nice range.
Smith now drives down. Rejected Francis, as it was slapped away there.
Yeah, Molly Lewis couldn't quite grab the ball, otherwise she would have been able to stream down the court, but here's Deanne Ranford taking the ball in.
24.6 seconds left to go in the first term, and Marsh, will she think about the three? She hands off to Willie, who's just inside the perimeter, rattles around, but Francis comes up with the rebound, and Sam Woosnam's going to be called for the foul.
Now walks the length of the course by Kayla Francis, puts in his two foul shots attempts here.
Second personal foul for Sam Woosnam of the Adelaide Fellas, and Francis gets to add her first points in her home gym. If she got any points up there in Townsville.
I think she may have two.
All right, so she can equal her best performance in a Price Attack WNBL game. Here, she's got the first.
Yes.
And that would certainly ease the nerves, knocking that first one down. 36-17, 16.6 seconds to go. Francis, 1 point for the game. Her first points in the AIS gym. Ranford now goes left side. Oh, wrong foot. Molly Lewis goes to the basket. Dee Ranford, 3 points for the game.
Oh, really?
Long bomb from Fox is short, and it's quarter time. At quarter time, the Adelaide Fellas lead the AIS 38-17. The Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. And One is the official supplier of footwear to the AIS basketball program. And don't forget other great sponsors of the Price Attack WNBL include Moulton, the official game ball of the Price Attack WNBL, ABC Television. You can catch all the action on Saturday afternoons and on ABC 2 Sunday mornings. Interfuse, the official technology supplier of the Price Attack WNBL, Thermoskin and Virgin Blue. So, Dale, your thoughts at quarter time. Adelaide have been playing, well, fantastic ball, but AIS haven't been terrible at the same time. They just, Adelaide just finding the shooters, that's all.
Yeah, and they're shooting very well. I mean, when they're getting their players free, I'd like to see the percentage when we get the stats, but they're shooting the ball very well. As I said, Jenny Screen was isolated quite a few times on the baseline, and she's really improved her three-point shooting, Jenny, over the last couple of years, and I know she has actually got a slight knee injury and is playing with an injury, but she wants to keep playing because she wants to get picked in that Commonwealth Games team. And Adelaide are a very, as you said before, a very good shooting team. AIS are a little bit soft sometimes on their defence. They probably need to get a little bit more physical, legally physically, so that they actually put Adelaide under a little bit more pressure.
Well, both teams out on the court. There's still 30 seconds left of the quarter time break, so returning to the floor, here is Francis, Fox, Lewis, Tomlinson and Herrick for the AIS, Ramford, Willie, Rusnam, Smith and Screen for the Adelaide fellas.
I have the stats here and they are absolutely unbelievable. Adelaide are actually shooting 72% from the field, and 3.9 they're shooting 75%. They're 6 from 8. 13 from 18 for the game. I mean, that is...
It's exhibition stuff.
That is unbelievable shooting. The AIS field goals are 29.4% and they're 42.9 from the 3.9, which is actually not too bad. But, unbelievable shooting from Adelaide, which... be interesting to see if they can keep that up.
Herrick almost loses the ball in the key as the AIS have possession of it, but Jennifer Screen has... lamenting the fact. Jennifer Screen, second personal foul, and lamenting the fact that they've been playing rugby out there and now she gets called for a soft one. Inbound pass to Fox for three, hits the iron. Herrick going after it with Woosnam. She gets last touch on it and the fellas will get the ball back.
Yeah, it's interesting to see if the referees do make some adjustments themselves. Maybe they realise that Adelaide have been very physical, but I don't think they've been doing it illegally. I think they are just a physical team. That's the way that they play.
Left side is Woosnam, gets the ball from Screen, takes on Herrick, and Herrick's going to be called for the foul there as she just bumped into Woosnam as she took off on the drive. First personal foul for Rachel Herrick.
Yes, Rachel hasn't got very good lateral foot speed, and Wilson just isolated her and took her to the hole, and really Rachel had no option but to foul there.
Well, Woosnam makes the first. That's 2 points for her. Three points for her. 3 points, two fouls. It's always better when your point count gets above your foul count. 4 points for Sam Woosnam for the game. And Fox brings the ball back. Ramford watching her closely. Goes right side to Tomlinson. Tomlinson back to at the top of the key. Herrick's there. It's Lewis, 4-3. Rattles off the iron. And Woosnam and Ramford go up after the rebound. Ramford comes down with it. Goes left side to Screen. Screen goes right side to Woosnam. Quick bounce pass into Ramford, who is cutting baseline. Tomlinson blocks the shot again as the turnover is affected.
Christina Fox brings the balls up. They've got a nice screen up the top of the key. Molly Lewis passes down to Kayla Francis, who gives it to Luella Tomlinson, who passes it back to Francis, who turns around for the jumper, and it's a little bit off mark, and Ranford brings the rebound, brings it all up the court, pulls up for a nice jump shot, misses. Luella Tomlinson, nice athletic rebound, dribbling the ball up the court, off to Kayla Francis, who takes a three-pointer.
Oh, Shane, plenty of confidence.
It is.
Ranford now, quick transition. That's also what Adelaide like to play. Tomlinson rejects again.
That's about a third or fourth block shot already.
Yeah, and one of them's been, well, and the fourth one was called a foul.
That's right.
Fox takes the ball from the right to the left, goes back to Tomlinson. Willie gets in there, and Willie will travel the floor here. Nothing that Tomlinson can do that time. Willie, 8 points for the game.
Having a platoon substitute here, we've got five girls sitting on the bench actually ready to come on. Don't see that very often in WNBL.
No, but I guess Coach Kingsman unhappy with the way that the foul is going to be called on Willie reaching in on Tomlinson. Willie, second personal foul. Subs, AIS, Bishop, Domkin, Smith, Esri and Shots will sub the shooter. For Adelaide, Phillips and Bowley. I'm hoping it's Bowley. Monique gets upset when I get it wrong.
Monique Bowley.
So that's Bridget.
Yeah, that's Bridget, yes. Bowley.
Yeah. Tomlinson makes the first and the second, rattles off the iron. Esri gets the ball back and Tomlinson's still out there. Smith has the ball. Tomlinson trying to take position into the corner. They go to Domkins. Domkins bounce pass to Bishop. Bishop back out to Domkins. Domkins pulls up 15 feet. It rattles out. And the fellas come up with the ball. Adelaide now bring it back down the left-hand side.
It's gone into a zone again.
Screen, cross court to Woosnam. Woosnam goes inside the perimeter, then out to screen on the opposite side of the court. Phillips in there, rejected Bishop. And Rebecca Schatz comes into the game for Tomlinson. 7 minutes, 9 seconds, 42 play 18, and the AIS have started to stop the scoring route here.
Yes, getting out to their shooters now. That was a nice big block by Abby Bishop on there and Phillips.
Mm. Smith has the ball in hand right side, round the perimeter, through Shots to Esri. Esri now kicks it over the top to Bishop. Bishop drives baseline, but it's been pinged for... That is Smith.
Yeah, a foul on her. Abby went to drive baseline and she got her with her knee as she drove past her.
First personal foul to Shree Smith. Timeout, Adelaide fellas. I think that I'm pretty sure he put up 10 fingers there for the foul on Smith.
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah, I was going up on the ball.
Yeah, she
got a bit worried when I didn't see it up on the board there. But
that was a nice drive by Abby. She got the ball on the baseline and realised that she was slightly out of position. She could drive on the baseline and it was a foul. That's what the AIS girls have got to do. They've got to just show a little bit of composure out against the physicality. I know it's easier said than done sometimes when someone's pushing you all over the court. You've just got to be composed, keep playing your game and concentrate on what the coach has told you to get done.
Thermoskin is the official supplier of injury prevention products to the Price Attack WNBL, and Virgin Blue is the airline that all teams in the Price Attack WNBL choose to fly when they're travelling interstate. Returning to the floor, Bowley, Screen, Woosnam, Phillips and Smith for Adelaide for the AIS. Shot, Smith, Esri, Bishop and Duncan. So starting lineups back on the floor, with the exception of Bowley. Inside pass to Smith, she couldn't reverse the layup there and Adelaide have the ball. So twice out of timeouts, they've coughed it up quickly, the AIS. Woosnam and Screen working it out on the right-hand side, but Esri gets back to the ball and Bowley is, she loses the dribble now as Esri really keeping the pressure up. They throw the ball down and a shot clock violation has been called. And interesting there because the back pass got tapped away by Esri and then it was thrown backwards into the backcourt by... Adelaide into their backcourt and no call on the backcourt violation there.
Yes, there's some discussion here whether it was over and back, even in over and back, or whether they got it over in time. They got 8 seconds to bring the ball.
Mm.
So there's some discussion here. I'm not quite sure what's happening.
So Well, they're calling an Adelaide ball now because they set the reset the clock accidentally when the turnover was thought to be affected.
So it's a bench error.
So, yes. And that means Adelaide was in. Yeah.
Yes.
Adelaide was in.
Well, sometimes the breaks don't go your way, do they? That's okay. It's so it's Adelaide's ball. They're going to 22 seconds on the shot clock. Is that
no, they need 12 seconds on the shot clock.
Oh, okay, so now they do have 22 seconds, so they're going to have to try and reset that to 12 then.
Yeah, so we'll probably take 10 seconds here to get the shot clock down.
Yes.
But, well, an interesting state of play in the game. 6 minutes 15 left to go in the half, and Adelaide leading 42-18. Jennifer Screen taking great notice of your comments here as she's close to us on the sideline.
Yes, I should actually go over and ask her what her thoughts are at the moment.
Start doing an interview sideline.
Yes. Actually, Jenny is, I'd have to say, one of my favourite girls of all time.
Can't play favourites.
She's a special girl. She's just a lovely personality. She plays as hard as she can. And hang on, there's some discussion now.
And
about 12 seconds or 4 seconds left to go. So there's 12 seconds. So, Dean Kingsman getting frustrated here, just a lot of confusion. Anyway, Aaron Trotz brings the ball up the court.
Interesting that they were back in the backcourt as Bowley makes a three-point attempt. It doesn't fall, but Scream will go in hard after it as Phillip taps it away to her, and the foul has been called. First personal foul on Michaela Domkins. And
Michaela just gunning Jenny a little bit too closely there with her hand on her when she's swinging the ball.
Woosnam gets it on the perimeter at the top of the key, working hard, goes up towards Bowley. Bowley now shot rattles out, and Phillips is good enough to get it over the top of Smith. So gives it back to that Smith of the AAS, gives it to Smith of Adelaide, who goes back to Phillips into the corner. They get it off to Screen, who goes out to Woosnam. Woosnam has the shot partially blocked by Schott and Esri, and the ball will go over the baseline, and it will be Adelaide's ball with 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yes, Phillips going to bring the AIS have gone back into man-to-man defense, trying to just slow them down a little bit. They're scoring reasonably freely, although I have to say this quarter the girls have done a much better job on them.
Phillips just throws up a speculator on the countdown there. It hit the backboard, but that's about it. Smith, Tompkins, then Esri at the baseline. His shot, who hands it off to Bishop. Bishop, 2 points for the game. It's surprising it's taken Abby this long to get a score as she's been heavily involved.
Yes.
Screen for three.
Oh.
Screen, all net, 12 points for the game. And Jennifer Screen just showing what she has learnt here in the AIS program and really just knocking him down with ease. Smith now going inside to Bishop again. Woosnam watching her. Oh, Bishop just couldn't quite make the pivot as Screen goes intercept, leaves it for Woosnam. Woosnam kicks it out in front of Phillips and she kicks it too far ahead. It is Marsh, Willie and Duke in for the Adelaide Fellas. Timeout called by the AIS. And One is the official supplier of footwear to the AIS basketball program. We thank them for their support throughout the 2005-2006 Price Attack WNBL season.
Yes, well, the AIS have actually been doing all right defensively, I thought, this quarter. I mean, they had 38 points at quarter time. They've only added 5 to that, 7 to that score, but unfortunately, the AIS have only added 3. So we're really struggling to put the ball in the hole. And and Adelaide continue to shoot the ball nicely when they get the open shot. So I'd say the AIS defense is actually causing a few problems, so they just need to address their offensive side right now and get some better looks at the ring. Mm.
Well, with Francis Bishop Herrick, you have got some tall timber.
Yes.
If they could just start to work well at the post, you can then start to work on Adelaide, who is a considerably shorter team.
Yes.
Willie and Woosnam, they're only tall players, and none of them are tall by the definition of world basketball standards.
No. I think a few times when Llewellyn Thompson's been out there, she's been actually able to do some nice looks with Kayla Francis. Kayla's only been in here for not quite a week, so it's a bit asked to try and expect anything really from her first games at this high level, but I'm sure she's going to be a very exciting player. She's and Abby, as I said, she's just returning from injury, so we'll expect more from her as the game goes on.
Shots has the ball down the left wing, lobs over the top to Bishop. Duke is just bodying into her as she receives it and knocks her over the baseline. Rebecca Duke, first personal foul. And it will be Domkins to inbound it from the AIS from the baseline. Looking around for Schatz, gets the inbound pass. Rebecca Schatz, 2 points. And Schatz goes to 4 points for the game. So Phillips brings it down the right-hand side. Back to Marsh. Marsh as he hands it off to Duke. Duke bounce pass inside to Willie. Turnaround jump shot. And she's got a beautiful fadeaway jump shot. Tammy Willie. Willie, 10 points for the game for the fellas. Bounce pass over to Esri to get it over the half. Phillips watching her. Phillips has certainly done some a huge amount of gym work in the off-season, hasn't she?
Yes, she's a strong girl. She's always been athletic and fast, and now she's added some strength to that as well.
Shots with a nice little back dribble move there. Wrong foot, Melissa Marsh. Marsh, first personal foul. 3 minutes 47 left to go in the half. 47-22. The AIS going to the line here. Shots to shoot 2 points. First shot rattles around, and it's not what you need when you're trailing by this amount, is it?
No, they really need to be shooting a high at the finish from the foul line. They really haven't been very well at all. Doing very well at all today from the foul line.
Shots, 5 points for the game. As the ball screen kicks it into the corner to Duke. Duke puts it on the floor, loses the dribble, goes inside to Willie. Willie's shot is not good, but Esri, first personal foul, and that is the third team foul for the AIS. Adelaide already up to 5, so AIS should be really trying to press them to get some trips to the line here and hopefully get some score back.
Yes, Ebsery was outmatched there with Willie, a hot bit of a height difference, and she was trying to be physical with her, but unfortunately she just came into her body and fouled her.
Willie makes both. Willie, 12 points for the game, as it's shots who carries the ball down. Esri goes left then right, gets to the elbow, kicks it out to Domkins on the baseline. Domkins, 4 points for the day. Phillips now brings it down the right side, looking for Duke to cut over at the elbow right side, backs in, then kicks it out to Willie. Willie back to Marsh, who finds herself open for three, rattles off the iron, and Bishop comes up with the rebound. Bishop, well, she was looking for someone to give it to, then she decided I was going to go for a dribble herself. Esri gets it from her at the half, gives it the shots inside to Smith. Smith can't get the layup to work. Screen goes long over to the top to Marsh. Marsh kicks it back to Willie. Willie drives down the left lane, and Esri's going to get her second foul call. Esri, second personal foul. Ramford in for screen for the fellas.
Yes, Adelaide really moved the ball very fast then down the court and found that really just taking it really strong to the basket. Not just a substitution for the AIS with Christina Fox coming in for Katie Ray yesterday.
Fox in for Esri.
So Deanne Ramford inbound the ball to Marsh, who's been fouled on the baseline, and she's driven by Abby Bishop.
First personal foul for Abby Bishop.
And that's the 15th foul on the AIS, so Adelaide will now go to the foul line every foul from now on.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive if they keep racking up the fouls like they have in the last minute and a half. Marsh now at the line. It rattles out. Well, I guess it's not expensive if they don't make it.
And we really haven't got anyone, no, neither team has anyone in foul trouble at this stage of the game.
The highest is 2. Marsh puts the second one in. 50, plays 25. Tomlinson in for Smith. Addie Bishop doing the inbounding. She's got to get rid of it soon. Lob over the top. It goes to Domkins almost at half court. Domkins takes on Ramford. Nash comes up to trap her as Domkins bounces it onto Ramford's foot. It didn't go out though. Shot takes position. Fox sets up for three. Fox all in. And down the other end though, the transition was quick. Duke, 6 points for the game.
Yeah, so AIS made a lovely three-point shot there, but we're just too slow getting back on defense.
There it is, Fox with the ball in hand. Phillips almost knocks it out of her hand. She puts it on the floor, goes left side, finds Bishop in the paint. Bishop puts up a speculator, or Tomlinson and Bishop almost crashed into each other there and probably upset each other going for the rebound.
Well, the AIS have actually got quite a full team on at the moment with Luella Tomlinson and Abby Bishop playing on the baseline in this big zone here that they're getting. We think they create some problems.
Willie puts up a shot, it rattles around. Willie, 14 points for the game. And Schott has it at the other end. Marsh watching her, the two number eight. Oh, Fox gets away from Phillips, but Duke was quick to roll onto her in defence. She puts up another three. Fox, another three. 9 points for the game.
Just got a little bit of space there as Rebecca Duke just backed off her, and that was all she needed, to have some space to put that big shot up.
Duke puts up a three now over the top of Bishop. It rattles around. Christina Fox does the rebounding, kicks it on as she gets into trouble. The shots goes herself, and it won't rattle in. Ramford, she had Bishop there too on the baseline, but she decided to back herself. Phillips goes into Willie. Willie drives through the paint, and Willie, 16 points for the half.
Yeah, Willie is really creating problems for the AIS. They just can't stop her. She's just really slashing to the hole. Here she is, comes up, nearly comes up with the steal at the other end.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Christina Fox runs it down and now bringing the ball up.
Fox now tries the wrong foot, Phillips, as it goes off to Domkins. Domkins is a shot is short. Phillips is going to run the floor. Kicks it left side to Ramford. Goes over the right to Marsh. Marsh drives around and then gets caught for the double dribble. Francis and Lewis come in for the AIS for Bishop and Schatz. So, and a couple of changes there.
Yes, Lewis. I think the girls just needed a bit of a break there. It's pretty hot out there in the training hall today.
36 seconds left as Fox brings the ball back down the left wing, gives it to Domkins. Domkins over the top to Francis. Francis has got Duke fouling her.
And Kayla Francis will now go to the line and shoot two shots.
Rebecca Duke, second personal foul. Francis to the line again, and from memory, Francis made one from two last round, but she's got the nerves out of her system now, so hopefully she can nail both. Yes. It's all net. The first one looks great.
Yeah, she looks very relaxed, actually. She's got quite a nice action there at the line.
Keeps the elbow tucked in as the second one comes up short. Tomlinson gets to turn into a three-point play as Domkins cannot get the shot to drop as it was kicked out to her. She went for about a 12-foot jumper and just couldn't get it to land. Phillips will bring the ball back. 14 seconds left. 56 plays, 32. A better quarter for the AIS, that is for sure. As Marsh gets the ball on the left side, drives the left lane, kicks it out to Ramford. Ramford, 3 points. Goes to six for the game. As another long bomb to end the half this time is not completed. The Adelaide Fellas lead the AIS at halftime, 59-32. And, the position looking a lot better here in the second quarter after a disastrous first quarter.
Yes, I think the AIS coach would be very happy with the girls that quarter. They lifted up their defence, got a little bit more hands up and made it a little bit harder for their three-point shooters. They still shot the ball very well at Adelaide with Jennifer Screen and Deanne Ranford just knocking down that last three. As we said before, they have got the shooters. But the AIS girls were struggling halfway through it offensively, and then the last 5 minutes really got their act together. Christina Fox put a couple of nice big threes in. I would think the coach would be very happy with that quarter.
Mm. As well, we take a break here at halftime. It is Adelaide leading the AIS 59-32. As we come back from the halftime break, it says the Adelaide Fellas leading the AIS 59-32. And Dale, you're looking at the stats there?
Yes, well, that was a good quarter for the AIS. the scores were 15-21 in that quarter, so they only got outscored by 6 points. I think that's they'd be fairly happy with that. And looking at the percentages, Adelaide have dropped down to 55.6% for the game, which is still a very good rate, but not at the unbelievable 75% that they were shooting in the first quarter. They're still shooting 57% from the three-point line, which is great shooting. AIS for the game are up to 30% now, and they're 3 points. They're shooting quite well at 41.7% too. So that wasn't a bad quarter. And the pleasing thing that Coach Dean Kingsland would be very pleased at is the AIS turnovers are down to 7, which is very good for them.
Returning to the floor for the AIS is Esri, Domkins, Schatz, Bishop and Smith. For the Adelaide Fellas, it's Phillips, Screen, Smith, Roosnam and Willie. Phillips has the ball for the Fellas. Screen, left side goes to Willie. Smith looking to go into the paint on the baseline there, but just can't do so at the moment. Goes back out to Willie. Bishop watching her over the top. Phillips working in the paint, goes back to Willie. Willie's shot rattles out. Domkins and Phillips were going after the rebound, and it's going to be called in the favour of the Fellas. So Phillips now to bring the ball back in, goes in to Screen, backs away, bounce pass over to Willie in the paint, shoots over, there's that fadeaway jump shot. Willie, 18 points for the game.
Yeah, she knows how to make room for herself, Willie. She was actually pushing back into Abby Bishop, but then, as you say, just does that nice little fadeaway.
Domkins' shot is long. Woosnam comes up with the ball and Woosnam will travel the floor. Esri tries to get an intercept on the pass, but it goes to Phillips. Phillips from the elbow. Phillips, 15 points for the game. And Domkins now goes right side to shot. Still not on the front court yet. And now goes to Esri. Esri over the top. At the top of the arc is Bishop. It's left side to Schatz. Schatz back to Bishop. Esri trying to get away from Phillips. Can't do so. Oh, Willie has worked out. Got the intercept pass. It was going for Smith at the AIS. And Willie, 20 points for the game, 65-32. And I don't think Kinsman likes the long break.
No, that was really, she read that ball very well. But the AIS should have been more careful with the ball.
Esri goes to shots, kicks it into the corner for Domkins, who had time to set for a three. It rattles off the iron and Phillips has got it again. 65 plays 32 and we're 8-14 away from the final break. As Smith gets a hand in over the shoulder of Willie and taps it, or the pass that was going to her away over the baseline, and the Fellas will have it with 16 seconds left on the shot clock. They put it straight into Phillips. The ball just bounces on the ring tantalisingly, but it's Smith of the AIS who comes up with it, gets it onto shots in the front court, but it's intercepted there with Cherie Smith getting in the way. Phillips then over the top to Willie. Willie banks it in off the glass. Willie, 22 points for the game.
Yeah, she's really come to play today. She's doing a great job. The AIS haven't been able to find anybody they can remotely stop Willie.
Esri drives past Phillips, gives it off to Smith. They're just not dropping for the AIS at the moment. And Willie goes to the rebound and goes over to Screen right side, back to Woosnam, top of the key. She doesn't waste any time putting up a shot, and it's Schatz who'll come down with it. Schatz just is harassed by Phillips for a moment. Now she loses the dribble, isolated and called for the travel.
Yes, just been put under a lot of pressure there. She just lost her footing under the pressure that Phillips was applying to her.
Fox and Tomlinson return for the AIS for Bishop and I didn't see who sits down then. Missed that one, but Screen now.
Domkins has gone off.
Yeah, Domkins it was, yes. Woosnam and Screen working it out as they try to work the perimeter. Esri's watching her. Cherie Smith lobs over the top to Woosnam, who's cut to the basket. Kicks it back to Screen, who also drives hard at the basket. And it will be Smith of the AIS who comes up with the rebound. So Fox over the top. Oh, it was a bit too high for Luella Tomlinson there.
I mean, a good start to the AIS this quarter. They really need to get back to what they were doing, and they just haven't been able to get a shot in, and Adelaide have settled down and obviously had a... Well, having said that, Aaron Fox just passed the ball straight out of bounds. I think someone zigged when they should have tagged.
Sheree Smith went to cut towards the elbow when I think she was expecting Phillips to pull back away from the perimeter. You get that. Tomlinson inbounds it to Fox as Phillips watching her as shot has Sheree Smith on her. Tomlinson now with Duke, who's come into the game, as hard at the baseline. Lewis just can't get the ball to drop in, and it will be an AIS ball from the baseline as the fellas had knocked it out on the rebound contest. Lewis kicks it hard into Fox, around to Smith. Smith thinks about the three-point shot, then goes on with it to shots. Now to Tomlinson! All net! Tomlinson, 7 points for the game. Duke goes, was in the paint there, kicked it out to Woosnam, back to screen, over the top, Sheree Smith to Phillips, who's cutting baseline, back to Duke, 18-foot jump shot is short, and Fox comes down with it as Smith has to, Mel Smith takes it back from the for the AIS, Shots is on the right side, Dompkins looking to come back into the game. Mel Smith tries to go for the cutting Lewis on the baseline, Duke gets a hand on it. Michaela Dompkins returning to the floor for Rebecca Shots. As they look to inbound it now from Lewis to Fox to Smith back to Fox. Lewis gets it down to the baseline for Dompkins. She puts up a shot. She looked like she got thumped as she put up that shot. But screen gets away with it. Duke now kicks it off to Sheree Smith for an 18-foot jump shot. Doesn't reach, and Smith doing the block shot that time.
Yes, Rebecca Duke got the rebound and put it back up, and Mel Smith just knocked that ball out of court. So there's a couple of substitutions for
Ranford and Marsh in for Screen and Smith of the fellas.
So Rebecca Duke inbound the ball.
Duke goes inbound to Ranford. Ranford takes on Lewis, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Marsh. Marsh then goes into the paint. Rejected Tomlinson. Woosnam, though, drives in, and it will be Adelaide's ball again, as it was called on Dompkins, who slapped it out of Woosnam's hand. 67 plays 35. Well, the scoring's dried up, and so is the quality of the game too, Dale.
Yes, the AIS have been struggling to score, and Adelaide have just put in a nice shot there by Aaron Phillips. I think they just need to tighten up and show that composure they showed in the second quarter.
Phillips, 17 points for the game, as Fox almost loses the dribble that time. Gets it to Dompkins, cutting baseline, and Dompkins' shot won't go in. I think Mel Smith has been called for a foul there. That'll be her first personal. Smith, first personal, as Francis subs in for her.
Yes, just scrambling with Deanne Ranford to get the rebound there, and the ball was on the floor, and they were both scrambling for it. She was a bit unlucky to come up for power.
Phillips now goes left side over to Marsh. Marsh has runners moving, but decides to go back to Phillips on the perimeter. Ranford, oh, her pass. She tried to bounce past it off to, I'm not sure who. Dompkins will go all the way. Dompkins, 6 points for the game. 69 plays 37, Dale.
Yes, yeah, you know, they need to just keep making some inroads into this big league of Adelaide.
Ranford now looking around, kicks it left side to Marsh. Marsh then goes to Woosnam. Woosnam kicks it back out to Marsh for three. She didn't have time to set for that shot. The ball lands in the hands of Fox, who runs the floor. Duke stays in front of her, former teammate last year at the AIS. Francis moving it on to Lewis. Back around, but a whistle off the play. Melissa Marsh has been called for a foul.
Yes, just bumped Taylor Francis as she was trying to move into the low block area.
Second personal foul for Melissa Marsh.
And substitution was really coming on for Sam Woosnam.
So Woosnam sits down for the moment, and I think Willie comes back in, is that right?
That's right.
Yes, as the Fox gets the inbound ball on the right wing, she works around the perimeter, goes over to Dompkins, into the corner, it's Lewis. Lewis went a bit too hard, I think that was for Tomlinson, otherwise she was expecting someone at the other end of the key to be cutting, because that was a hot pass.
Yes, just nothing that Luella would have been able to catch even if it had been on the mark.
Phillips just trying to wrong foot Smith. She does so, and a pull-up jumper from the right lane. Phillips, 19 points. 71 plays 37, and it's again the AIS cannot get that ball up near the hoop. The layups are just landing.
Yeah, she was under, Michaela was under a great deal of pressure when she put that shot up. I think she was hoping for a foul, but it was knocked out of bounds. So AIS will bring the ball in with Kayla Francis taking the ball in.
Goes to Fox now. 71 plays 37, 3:40 left to go in the third term. Three-point shot to Fox, 12 for the game.
I think Christina's, all her shots have actually been,
yep, they have.
Three-pointers, yeah.
3:30 left to go, it's 71 plays 40 as it goes back to Rebecca Duke. Duke drives down and, is Tomlinson getting called for that foul? Or 21,
which
so
is Kayla Francis.
Kayla Francis, first personal foul. He sends Rebecca Duke to the line. So Duke wastes no time putting that shot up. It was a bit flat and it didn't go in. So second shot, very casual, but Rebecca Duke makes it. 6 points for the game, Rebecca Duke. Ranford.
Yes, Ranford putting a lot of pressure on Michaela. I think she's fouled her quite a few times, and the AIS bench let the referee know, so he had no option but to call that foul.
Second personal foul on Dee Ranford as Christina Fox gets the ball back. Oh, Phillips almost strips the ball from Fox. Fox goes down, kicks it back. Tomlinson has time. It's short on the ring, and Phillips will come up with it. So Phillips to carry the ball, kicks it long, looking for Willie under the basket, kicks it back to Ranford. Ranford goes cross-court into the hands of Marsh. Marsh kicks it back to Duke for downtown three-point. It's short, and Tomlinson will come up with a rebound. Gives it off to Fox immediately as they transition quickly. Goes back to Francis. Francis just goes back to Fox. Over the top to Tomlinson. Tomlinson has to go back to Fox, who fakes a three, drives baseline, then puts a little one-handed shot up. Carla Francis. Francis with the putback. 4 points for the game. Duke drives in the paint. The shot doesn't drop, and I think Francis is going to be called for the foul again.
Oh, yes, no doubt about that one.
She crashed
straight into the side of Rebecca Duke as she was found completely out of position. So she was a help defence, and that was what she did. She just had to foul her. Stop her giving the easy 2 points. So we have a substitution with Tomlinson coming off and Rachel Herrick coming on.
Duke's first shot. Well, that was a better looking shot from Rebecca Duke that time. Makes the first and goes to 8 points for the game. Oh. Duke runs down her own free throw.
Yes. And forced out of bounds off Kayla Francis, so Adelaide Fellas bring the ball in.
Bowley in for Rebecca Duke as Jennifer Screen looks to inbound it, goes to Dee Ranford. Left side is Marsh. Marsh kicks it baseline, finds Screen, bounce pass to Bowley. Bowley now driving, gives it back to Screen, drives baseline, three-point attempt. Bowley, 3 points. And, of course, Bowley not on the scoreboard there, so I don't know where they're going to put that three-point attempt. Herrick, work getting isolated there, but Fox will work and help her out. Francis kicks it back to Fox. Really no help. Fox still had plenty of pressure. The pass to Herrick was wide, and it doesn't... it's effectively just another turnover. So Bowley, right side to Ranford. Ranford off to Marsh. Marsh inside to Willie. And Willie banks it in off the glass. 24 points to Tammy Willie. Right side shot. Looking for some help. Dompkins has to go a long way down the court to help her out at the half. She drives into the paint, then kicks it out. Herrick for three, bounces off the iron. They're crashing in there. And Francis frustrated, but it's Dompkins with just a throw-up, manages to get it in the hole. The foul was called.
Yes, I think it might have been on Bowley, was it?
Yeah.
I think she was backing into her.
I'm not sure if
they did call a foul.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Inbound ball goes to Schatz. It doesn't drop. Bishop and Esri back into the game for the AIS. Ranford now left side goes to Willie. Willie goes right side to Bowley. Bowley back to Screen. Screen works away. into the paint, took on Dumkins and gets called for the charging foul. She has a wry smile there. There's a touch of Martina Hingis in that move with a big screen. Erin Lorenzi gets her first minutes of the game. Third personal foul on Jennifer Screen as Dumkins works it over the half to Esri. Esri now driving to the left side. Herrick gave her a good screen. Into the corner is Dumkins. Drives baseline, loses the dribble. And as Bowley hits the deck, I should say.
I think she dribbled out of bounds, actually, in Michaela then.
Yeah, so Adelaide get the ball back. 43 seconds left to go in the third term. 78-42 here at the training hall. Lorenzini now gets the ball. Lorenzini looking for options. Just has to go back to Ransford. Ransford takes on Esri. Oh, long layup. But just doesn't go in, but bounces over the baseline. And well, I'm surprised. I didn't think AIS got anywhere near that ball. So Adelaide to put it back in, inside to Ransford. She tries to bank it in, doesn't fall. Esri comes up with a hotly contested rebound, travels the floor, and Lorenzini this time standing her ground, and Esri gets the foul on the charge. Third personal foul on Katie Ray Esri.
And yes, I think she was always there, and Katie was hoping that she'd move at the last minute, but she didn't, and there to show a little bit more control with the ball.
Drives down the left lane is Ramford, and the ball just slapped away by the AIS as she was going towards the layup. 7 seconds left to go in the third term. Here it is, the Adelaide Fellas leading 78-42. Inbound pass from Screen to Ramford. Ramford has time to set. Ramford out to 8 points for the game as the inbound pass, well, no time there for the AIS to try and even put up a speculator. At three quarter time, it is the Adelaide Fellas 80 leading the AIS 42. And, the stats for this quarter not looking as good for the AIS after they had played themselves, played themselves in a much better light in the second quarter.
Yes, they had a very good second quarter, the AIS. This quarter, they came out very slowly. And I'd say that Adelaide coaches obviously addressed some things at halftime with them because they came out quite aggressive. They had a lot of easy shots, a lot of shots. Quick shots up, and the AIS just couldn't find the basket and were scoreless there took them about 4 minutes to get on the board. They have scored 10 points in the quarter, which isn't really that great, but they got better as the quarter went on, and Adelaide are a quality team. They've got some veterans in this team, they're very good players, and I think they're playing how you would expect them to play, really. Having said that, 80 points is a lot of shots. But they're shooting the ball incredibly well today. That could be due to the AIS, defense not being really quite up to what they've been playing against. I mean, they come against the likes of the Capitals and things, they're not going to get the easy shots that they're getting against the AIS girls. And
they had a practice on your rings last night.
Yes, but they played. They're shooting the ball very well, and they look like a nicely drilled team. They played very well together, and the AIS girls are. I think 42 points is probably about where they're at right now. They're averaging probably about 58 points for most games, so they're probably on target to achieve that. They just need to try and tighten up the defense.
Willie Screen, Bowley, Lorenzini and Ramford returning to the floor for the Adelaide Fellas. For the AIS, it's Bishop, Herrick, Esri, Schatz and Dumkins.
Yes, just looking at the Adelaide did score 21 points, which I think they'd probably be pleased with holding them to that, but they just need to score more baskets themselves.
As the Adelaide Fellas will get first use of the ball here as we start the final turn. Lorenzini puts up a big three-pointer. It turns out to be an air ball. Dumkins comes down with it. Over the top it goes to Esri. Esri now into the paint to Herrick. Herrick, 2 points. Good move there, pays dividends. And Lorenzini now, and Ramford gets the inbound pass. Kicks it left side to Willie. Willie then, looking around, goes back to Ranford at the top of the arc. Ranford drives into the left elbow, then goes back to Screen. Screen goes outside to Bowley. Bowley drives into the paint. Her shot doesn't drop. Bishop goes after the rebound aggressively and will come up with it. Shots goes down the right lane. Down the right wing, I should say. Esri just pulling up on the ball. And that's Herrick working the perimeter. Domkins. Domkins gets a good screen from Herrick, then puts up a three-pointer. Doesn't go. Esri with the putback. Esri, first points for the night. It took her a while too to get on the scoreboard, but nice little put back there.
Yeah, she hasn't had a lot of opportunities, so I don't think she would have actually put up very many shots today at all.
No, that's right. In fact, at three-quarter time, Esri hadn't put up a shot.
No.
Willie gets the ball in the paint. Lorenzini wanted the ball outside for another three-point attempt as she was free, but it wasn't to be, and Willie finally misses a shot. It hasn't been too often tonight that that's happened, but now jumps up in the way of the pass from Schatz and gets the intercept, gives it straight off the screen, who carries the ball down inside to Willie, outside to Lorenzini. Lorenzini over the top to Willie, who goes back into the paint, fadeaway jump shot again. Willie, 24 points for the game.
Yes, her
check
and
that, 26.
Oh, yes, Erin Phillips is on 22 and she's on 26, so with the two of them, they've actually outscored the NCIS.
Well, that's probably something you don't want to be repeating too loudly around Coach Simpson, who can't hear it. Ranford pulls up on the perimeter, goes outside the screen on the opposite side. Bowley kicks it out to Ranford, has time to set. Ranford, 11 points for the game. Oh, long range two, was it? I thought it was a three. Never mind.
Let's put a foot on the line.
On the baseline, Duncan's 9 points for tonight. 84 plays, 48, 7 minutes and 20 seconds left to go.
Well, the AIEs have come out and they're scoring, so that's really good to see. They're just having a go and the shots are starting to drop for them.
Willie, cross-court pass to Lorenzini, who drives on the baseline. Layup's no good and Herrick's going to be called for the foul. Herrick's second personal foul as Francis Fox and Smith rejoin the floor for the AIS. It'll be Cherie Smith and Melissa Marsh for the Adelaide Fellas.
And Molly Lewis came on as well there last minute sub.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yes, they substituted four players in.
Lorenzini at the line has looked fairly confident in the time she's been out there, and Lorenzini makes the first. Looking for the second here, false start, so Lorenzini makes both free throws out to 10 points for the game. In fact, she can't be 10 points for the game. She must be about 4 points for the game. I read the wrong scoreboard there. Fox drives down the right-hand side, pulls up just inside of the three-point arc and makes it. Fox, 15 points for the game as timeout's been called by Adelaide.
Yes, I think the coach there is, you know, the AIS have saddened this last quarter, actually really, really shooting a lot friendly. They look a little bit more relaxed out there. Maybe Adelaide have relaxed their defence a little bit, and that's probably what their coach is addressing now. He's probably saying, yeah, AIS, you know, they've scored 10 points in just over 3 minutes, so they need to, he's probably, you know, just addressing that they need to tighten up their defence, and I think he'd be that happy with their defence right now, whereas Dean Kingsman would be quite happy with the AIS girls that they've started off so well, kept them to 6 points while they scored 10 themselves.
What I think Coach Kingsman has to do is get the AIS men's team out here, let them play the first and third quarters before he brings them over for the game, because today their first and third quarters were appalling.
Yes. Well, I'm not quite sure how the boys would look, although they're not wearing bodysuits, so they'd probably look a little bit better in their shorts and tops. But, yes.
Are the boys back from overseas? Because they're on.
Yes, the boys are back and they're actually having a break. They come back into the Institute on the 10th of December for a 10-day camp before they go home for Christmas holidays.
As Melissa Marsh brings the ball back down the right-hand side screen, as off the ball, I think it's going to be Molly Lewis called for a blocking foul. Lewis, third personal foul for the AIS. So Scream will have the ball from the baseline to inbound it once again. Marsh is cutting to the baseline. Lorenzini gets the ball. 18-foot jump shot doesn't drop. Bowley gets it back. Bridget Bowley getting good minutes in this game as Esri going after it. I think Lorenzini will be called.
Yes, she's got hold of Katie Ray's arms and she was both actually fighting for the rebound. So it's the AIS ball from the inline with Melissa Smith to inbound to pass.
Lorenzini, first personal foul. As Esri goes long to Lewis, who'll bring it over the half, back to Esri. Esri has Marsh washing her. Fox is looking for it, but Smith provides the screen, so she goes down the right wing. Then back to Francis to Fox. Francis just tries to get rid of Lorenzini for Fox, but doesn't help. Fox goes back to Francis. The bounce pass trying to go inside to Smith. Wasn't there, but it was tapped away by the fellas, and it will be AIS with 3 seconds left on the shot clock to inbound the ball from the baseline.
Yes, a pass which was meant to Christina Fox was actually knocked out of bounds by Lorenzini, so the AIS will inbound it. Still no time off the clock.
Lawrence Phillips just going in behind there to get the ball out of the netting.
So Molly Lewis inbound.
Goes long into Smith, who puts up a long-range three. It comes off the front of the iron. Lorenzini will come up with the rebound, and she kicks it long down to Marsh, foot on the line. Marsh's shot doesn't drop. Francis goes in after it. Oh, trips up Marsh as Marsh picks up the ball. Looks like she was trying to get it off to Cherie Smith. And getting in there to wrestle with her for the ball is Esri. A jump ball called and the arrow is in favour of the Adelaide Fellas. Willie comes in for Screen. 86 plays 50 with 6 minutes left. And the way the AIS have tightened up on their D here, I don't think the triple figures is going to be cracked by the Adelaide Fellas if they can maintain it now.
Well, one never knows. If he starts putting on his starting five again, he gets Aaron Phillips out there, they might start raining a few threes in. But right now, you're right, the AI is doing a good job against some of the players that are on the court at the moment.
Marsh gets the ball back after Fox's running gun just rattled out. Lorenzini goes long over to Bowley. Bowley then off to Marsh. Willie works into the paint. Another fadeaway jump shot. Francis has been called.
Francis may have caused him to trouble because she definitely took too many steps, but she may have been forced into it by the foul.
Third personal foul for Francis as Woosnam comes back into the game for the Adelaide Fellas along with Tomlinson for the AIS. Willie at the line. Ooh, shot hits the back of the iron and goes away.
Sorry about the only shot she's missed for the whole game.
Well, he hasn't missed many. As the second shot goes up, it's all net. And 27 points for Tammy Willie tonight. Lewis tries to go down the wing to Fox. Lorenzini gets in there and slaps it away. So, Lewis goes to Fox now, inbound pass over the top to Lewis. Lewis inside to Tomlinson, puts the ball on the floor as she gets herself into the paint. Has to go off to Smith, who was camped in the keyway there. A generous no-call, I think you would have to say, as Marsh brings it back, but Smith's shot doesn't drop. Goes to Woosnam, then back to Cherie Smith, who's just not quite got the three-point range as she did last night, and it rattles out. Fox comes up with it, brings it over the half. 18 seconds left on the shot clock, and Lorenzini strips the ball away from Tomlinson. Willie comes up with it, back to Lorenzini, back to Willie, and Willie all tried to bank it in. Tomlinson will come with the rebound, and Willie has been, I think, called for a foot out of play. Domkins in for the AIS, Duke for the Fellas. So Marsh to inbound the ball, looking for Woosnam, gets the inbound pass. Her jump shot was almost on the top of the backboard. Francis comes up with it. Domkins, right side. Oh, a high pass that Lewis has to go a long way for. She puts up a big downtown three-pointer. Domkins can't get the rebound. Willie comes up with it, and the ball's across the half. Long pass in the order of the day. It's from Woosnam down into Marsh in the paint, and Marsh, first points for the game.
I'm just on play there by the AIS. They just need to tighten up a little bit here. They don't want them to run up this huge score on them.
Shots back into the game for Lewis. As Fox gets the inbound pass back to Schatz into the corner, Domkin in the paint, Smith trying to get it in, but it is Woosnam who has been called for the foul. Third personal foul on Sam Woosnam.
So Melissa Smith will go to the foul line to bring these two shots. She's a nice foul shooter, Melissa Smith. See if she can put the first one in.
I guess being a senior in this program, everyone in the Prostack WNBL has been so wary of her this season. She hasn't had a lot of space to perform in. As the second shot didn't drop, and Francis' fourth personal foul. She was contesting for that rebound there and just couldn't do it without leaning on the Adelaide Fellows players.
Yes, just a huge learning curve for Kayla this weekend.
Woosnam gets the ball from Lorenzini. Lorenzini makes the shot as the foul called on Fox of the AIS.
Yes, I think she just got it on the back of the head as she was shooting that shot. She made it, but she now goes to the line to see if she can put in the bonus shot. Mm.
As Woosnam comes over to have a chat with Chris Lucas as she works her way down to the backcourt. Shot, doesn't drop. False start though.
Someone was in too early. Didn't see who he called it on, but obviously one of the AIS players was in too early, so she gets a second chance.
Lorenzini at the line again. 91 plays 51. 4 minutes exactly left. Lorenzini, 5 points for the game. Shot to the right side, Smith over the top, Francis, Duke gets in the way, knocks her off again, and Marsh comes up with the ball. Marsh drives down the right lane, gives it to Duke. Duke is called for the travel as she topped the ball in her face then. And, it's hard to say she had possession of it when she gets it in the mouth.
Yes, I think she wasn't expecting that pass. It only travelled a couple of inches, but hit it in the face.
Herrick is going to inbound the ball to Christina Fox. Fox goes left side to Domkins. Domkins over the top to Smith. Smith kicks it out into the corner to Herrick. Now Domkins from downtown. The shot rattles out, and Foxy will be able to come up with it. Back off to Smith. Domkins, Herrick. Herrick, right side to Fox. Fox, three-point attempt, doesn't land, and it's Duke who comes up with the rebound. Over the top to Marsh. Goes back to Duke, who's driving hard at the basket. Duke, 10 points for the game.
Yes, I just need to tighten up there. That was very soft defense by the AIS, and looks like Michaela Dobkins looked like she could have lost the ball there, but
she passed it that hard. It rattled off Melissa Marsh's arms and over the baseline.
Yeah, it kept going, and Melissa Marsh, if she had been a bit quicker, might have been able to get that in. But so it's AIS ball with 17 seconds left on the shot clock.
Lewis Nesri back into the game for the AIS. As Dompkins works down, right side, Herrick around the arc to Lewis, back to Herrick, who thinks about the three, she takes it, it rattles off the iron, Smith gets the rebound, Smith puts it back up and cannot get it to land, jump ball is affected, the AIS will have the arrow, so it will be the AIS's ball, as Schatz returns to the floor for the AIS.
And the Dakota Dobkins goes down.
Schatz moves out to the right-hand side as Lewis will bring the ball in. Looking for Schatz now. She sets herself and shot! 3 points! Moves to 8 for the game. Good shot that one. And
yes.
Gee, you read that. As soon as she came out, she looked like she was taking position for a big three-pointer.
Yes, and they just didn't get out to her at all.
Willie gets the ball in the paint, goes out to Melissa Marsh. Smith does the rebounding in defence and carries it back for the AIS. Goes long to Esri, who just has to back away. She was in heavy traffic there. As Lorenzini comes in, cuts in on the pass from Smith. Lorenzini, 7 points for the game.
She's a quick little player. She's done quite well since she's been out here. She just reads the play very well and If you're a bit casual with the ball, she's just going to put her hand in there and hit it out of your arms at most times.
Lewis goes for a three from the right side, doesn't drop. Woosnam comes down with it over the top to Willie, and Willie this time bumping off Lewis. Willie, 29 points for the game.
Yeah, she just bumped off balance, but was strong enough to be able to put the shot. We're talking about Lauren Zinn. He's just picked Katie Ray Ibsen clean and gone for the layup, and Katie Ray fouled her, so she's going to go to the line and put another basket, and she's a very quick player.
Esri's fourth personal foul.
I said you're just a little bit casual around her because we probably wouldn't play very much against her, although she may be about the same age as some of these girls. She's probably older than most of us, but she's a young player for the Adelaide fellas, and she's done a good job for them.
And the 100's up, so that's me done.
Yes.
Lorenzini, 10 points for the game as Bowley comes in for Woosnam. Over the top to Smith. Smith now zigzags, gets around Marsh, then driving through the paint, has the ball stripped. I think Bowley got last hand on it over the baseline. And 101 plays, 54. 1 minute and 27 seconds left. Francis looking to come back into the game as the inbound pass goes to Esri. Back to Lewis. Oh, Schatz is going to have to be careful, or almost a backcourt violation. Schatz pulls up the free throw line. It dances around. Schatz, 10 points for the game. Second, only the second AIS player to make double figures. Marsh rises on the right side, goes Bowley, then Duke in the paint. Willie Herrick pushes her in the back. The points will count, and Willie will get 31 points for the game and have one shot to come. Francis in for Smith of the AIS.
She certainly showed her class in tonight's game. I'm not quite sure what her high score was before this. She's certainly a nice player. She's a very athletic girl.
Willie, shot is all net. 32 points for Tammy Willie tonight. 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go in the game. Esri goes left side to Schatz. Schatz now right side to Lewis, then on to Esri. Esri drives baseline, kicks it over to Schatz again. She drives down the other baseline. Oh, the layup just won't run for her. And Willie will come up with the ball. Kicks it right side to Lorenzini. Lorenzini drives down the right wing, gives it off to Bowley. Bowley kicks it out to Willie around the perimeter to Marsh. Marsh drives into the elbow, then kicks it out to Duke. Jump shot. 18 footer. She makes them regularly, but just not this time. Lorenzini drives into the paint, kicks it out to Marsh, sets the three, rattles off the iron, goes back Bowley, Duke under the basket. Duke, 12 points for the game, 106 plays, 56, 22 seconds left, Dale.
Yes, we're looking to try and get one last score here.
Herrick just having to back away. Esri goes long over to Francis. Francis, 6 points for the night. They had 10.8 seconds left as Marsh carries the ball back. Goes to the right side of Lewis, kicks it to Bowley. Bowley back to Marsh for three. It hits the iron. Duke going after it. And the Adelaide fellas have defeated the AIS 106 to 58. Don't forget the next home game for the AIS is 18th of December up against the Sydney Uni Flames. And we eventually got it all away. Well, in the end, a disappointing score, but still, the girls are showing that there's a good future there. And
yes, they're just as we repeat week after week, you've got a junior team playing in a senior women's competition, and you're going up against very good players each week. And what the aim of the AI is obviously to fast-track these young juniors who wouldn't normally be getting this court time. They'd normally be sitting on the end of a bench or not, in the case of some of the girls, not even on a WNBL team. They'd be looking to go on a WNBL team sometime in the future. So it is. It's a very good league. It's a big learning curve for a lot of these girls. 58 points isn't a bad score for the AIS. I mean, in this league, it's, you're not going to win too many games shooting 58. But that's probably a realistically where we are. We lost at the beginning of the season Renee Camino, who was a huge loss to the team. And she would normally, you know, on a good night, probably get you in the 20s. And if you add that to the score, it's probably quite respectable. The defence has got to tighten up. I think we have got some very young girls who are playing for the first time in this league this year. They haven't seen play, just came in January. So they've got to get a little bit tighter without fouling. There's a difference between being physical. You can see the Adelaide girls come in, they're a very physical team. They really do, they body you up. They know how to get away with it. They're very experienced, and that's the difference between the two teams.
Well, we'll hear from the coaches next and then be back to wrap it all up.
Well, Chris Lucas, a good win in the end, 106-58, and there's patches there where the AIS were able to start to give your offence a bit of a test in.
Yeah, I thought the AIS girls played really well, and I think at the end of the day we were working on some things ourselves, so, you know, we just got out of the game what we wanted to get out of it.
And importantly, you've got to give some good minutes to a lot of players that normally have to watch a lot of the game, which is reassuring going into a fairly critical stretch towards the finals.
I think at the end of the day, you know, they do the same work as everybody else, and when we get the opportunity to play people, I think you've got to reward them.
And Erin Lorenzini, she watched that game last night, but came out and pulled up 10 points in the end and was quite an interesting player to... particularly for the AIS, who I don't think has seen her before.
Yeah, no, look, she works particularly hard, and, you know, it's a good reward for her because she doesn't get to play, and no, she's done really well, and if she's got double figures, that'll make her pretty happy.
I guess the question is, you had to travel this weekend without Laura. Is that going to be a long-term illness that's going to keep her out?
No, it was just a stomach upset on Friday night, and she was vomiting, and she'll be right by next weekend.
All right, well, all the best for the rest of the Prospect WNBL.
Thank you very much.
Well, Rebecca Duke, your first visit back... Oh, no, second visit back to the AIS training hall. How have you enjoyed life in Adelaide?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it at the moment. Kind of coming off the bench with the Adelaide Stellars now that we're called. But I'm enjoying life. I've got a job and I'm working and training at the moment and then going to uni next year. So kind of got everything sort of planned out. Coming out of institute, it's a bit difficult to get into the real world kind of. But no, it's going well. I'm really enjoying it.
I guess Western Australian basketball wouldn't be too happy that they missed out on the chance of getting you. And looking at the way the Western Australian, the Perth team's gone this year, it's well, they might be able to lure you back home with their performances.
Who knows? Yeah, I didn't really, I spoke to a few clubs, but Perth actually wasn't a club that I spoke to because it just didn't offer me an opportunity there, I suppose, to play. But yeah, they're doing better this season and it's really good for the league to have it as a genuine national actual competition. So yeah, who knows? I'm just going to play for a while yet, so you never know.
But at the moment, your goals with Adelaide and finals are a realistic one at the moment, and I guess you're still trying to gun for a 1-2 spot.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, we're trying to string a few wins together now because we had 5 in a row and then we just lost last night. But no, everyone's trying to work hard and training really well, and yeah, obviously we want to get up there in the finals. I think, I don't know if we're still in top 4 after the loss last night, but yeah, we're obviously vying for finals, and yeah, that's our main goal.
Well, all the best with the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Well, Sammy Willey, a good game for you tonight, 32 points, pretty impressive effort.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. That's the best I've done offensively all year, so yeah.
Your background, you've come out here to play with the Adelaide Stellars, but how did you get lured over here?
I came out about 3 years ago and played ABAF in Queensland, Mackay, and then last year I had the opportunity to come down to Adelaide, but I just decided not to. I got married for personal reasons, and then I decided to give it a go this year, so that's why I'm down here.
Enjoyed your stay?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I guess it was interesting last night matching up against Canberra under the situation that came about.
Another tough game for the AAS, but Adelaide are showing their class coming into the finals.
They are, and they would have come in here hoping to get two wins this weekend. They're going away with one. They're, as you said, they're a class team. The AAS will regroup, and once they go on, they're going to play Capitals next on Thursday night at Albury. So that's going to be another tough one. But the AIS girls, they're not getting despondent. They haven't won a game so far this season, but they realise that that's probably about where they are realistically this year in this great competition I think it's one of the strongest competitions that the WNBL have had this year. They just have quality players and depth going right throughout most of the teams. And Perth are up there. All the teams are really strong. There's no easy games in it, and so it's going to be a long year for the AIS girls. And in January there will be six of these girls graduating, and we'll be bringing in six new ones. So and you look at 16-year-olds coming into the league. So but Dean Kingsman in his first season, he's putting the emphasis on being the best you can be, just make improvements, look at your game, they look at videotape of it and just sort of find out what they can do a little bit better. I think one thing you'd be very pleased with in today's game would be the turnover count. They have been having turning the ball over just too many times, and I'd say today's was one of the things they wanted to address. They wanted to be conscious of not turning the ball over so much, and up until three-quarter time they were doing a very good job. They had a few more there, but in the last quarter, but I'd say they're probably almost halved it compared to what they have been. They've been, sometimes getting up around in the 30s turnovers, which is, just far too many. You can't give the ball back to the teams that many times, because most times they're going to score on you, so that's 60 points that you're giving away. I think you'd be very pleased with that, and I think that there were some really good signs today. Sometimes you look at the score and it doesn't really reflect the game. I think the girls had a couple of very good quarters. You've just got to keep building on those, and that's very, it's easier said than done. You can play so well for just so long, but then after a while the physicality, the experience just comes over, and the girls just get tired. You can see them out there that they're trying their hearts out, but after a while they just can't keep doing it for so long.
Yeah. Well, on behalf of Dale Barnes, thanks for joining us once again. I'm Craig Revell. We're wishing you a very good evening.